The district recently found out that the amount of money it can borrow to make payroll is just over $1 million less than it needs. Superintendent Diedrich Martin says the district realizes it's in a tough financial situation.
When we look at our capacity to borrow, which is based on a percentage of revenue, it has been significantly decreasing. In our latest information from the state, our capacity to borrow is a lot less than what we need in order to make it through a full year financially. So with that being the case, we've started to meet with staff members to talk about the potentiality of payless payday or delayed payday.
To avoid payless or delayed paydays starting in the first couple of weeks of school this fall, Martin says the district would need a very large, very quick infusion of cash. Barring that, union and non-union employees will likely be asked to make further wage and benefit concessions. And the problem doesn't go away once school starts. Payless or delayed paydays could also be a possibility in December and on consecutive weeks in January. Martin says after that, things will only get worse. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.